Did you get anything unexpected? Get an unexpected gift? So unexpected gifts are kind of a mixed bag, aren't they? Because sometimes they're really awesome gifts, and then other times, not so much, right? And probably one of the most difficult things is opening a not so much unexpected gift in front of the person who gave it to you, right? Especially when you can't hide your feelings as well as I do. You got the joke, didn't you? So today is known as Epiphany. It's a day in the liturgical calendar where we celebrate the gift of the Magi when they traveled from the East to find Jesus. And they traveled a long while. So Jesus was not a baby as we think of. He probably was a toddler at that point, probably two to three years old. And so Epiphany is that time that celebrates when Jesus was revealed to the world. It wasn't just that tiny little community of Bethlehem anymore. Jesus now has been heard of in faraway places. And so that actually is the meaning of Epiphany. It means revelation or to be revealed or manifest. So that is what we're celebrating today. And we're going to read our Matthew passage, which is probably pretty familiar to some of us. So after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because you will come, from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." And then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Lord God, we thank you for your word expressed today and expounded on today. And we pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and open our minds to hear what it is you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So the Magi were astrologers. They weren't kings like we're going to sing in a few minutes, We Three Kings. They were astrologers, so they studied the heavens and they looked for signs in order for them to make predictions about what might happen in the future. So they follow this phenomena in the sky, this bright light. Our scripture says it was a star. It could have been a comet. We don't know. But this star was over the place where Jesus was. And these Magi travel bringing these most unexpected gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they were expensive gifts. Very expensive. They were fit for a king. And then here they are given to this very poor family. Gold, we know what that is. And then these two gifts, frankincense and myrrh, which were taken from trees. They were like resins from trees, and they were used, they had healing properties. They still actually have healing properties. I looked it up, and they actually are looking at them and using them for medical conditions. So these are ancient medicines that were used back in those times. So they had healing properties. They were used in religious practices. Myrrh was used as a burial spice. And so they had a lot of importance. And they were very expensive, as I said. They were unexpected gifts because they weren't given out of obligation. They weren't given out of any expectation of reciprocation. They didn't expect anything in return, and they weren't given out of guilt, which sometimes our gift giving can have some baggage attached to it. These gifts were given freely, and they were received freely. So I have a question for you. Is it easier to give gifts or receive gifts? Who likes to give gifts? Both? Who likes both? See, not quite as many hands. Who likes to receive gifts? Oh, come on, you can say you like to receive gifts. You like to give better. I think sometimes we kind of get stuck in that because if we receive a gift, we think, oh, shoot, I didn't get them anything. Don't we? Yeah. So this was a free gift that was given. And when you think about that, a gift that maybe you received that was unexpected, was there no strings attached, or did you think maybe there were strings attached? Think about that. Was it something you could see and touch, or was it something intangible, like a word of affirmation, or a letter, or something about an encouragement, or something like that? For some of us, our children are a gift, at least most of the time. And of course, for us, Jesus is the greatest gift of all, isn't he? But sometimes Jesus can seem kind of elusive to us, hard to pin down. And for others, Jesus can seem inconsequential. What is the point? So as we are beginning a new year, as Barbara Walters would say, 2020, they were making such a big deal about that. I thought it'd be nice to have a tangible expression that reflects something that God has for you this year. You might remember a few weeks back, I talked about how God is still speaking to us, if only we would take time to listen. And so I'm going to give you each a gift, and that is a gift of a word for you for this year. And they're on stars, paper stars. And in a minute, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward and pass the plates, and they're going to pass out, and you can pick a star. And it's on it has a word. And that's going to be your word for 2020. And now, a few things I'd like to mention about your star word. Initially, it might not make sense to you. And in fact, you may not even like your word. So I'm going to ask you to refrain from picking another word. I know you're going to want to, some of you are going to want to do it. You're going to go, oh, why did I get this word? And, what? Yeah. I don't think there's any blank ones in there. At the 9 o'clock, David King got a blank star. So he was trying to figure out what that meant. I knew I had missed one, and I thought, I'm not going through 180 stars to find that blank one. So anyway, I don't think you'll get a blank one. If you do get a blank one, that is not a message. You are allowed to pick another star, all right? So I'm going to ask you, when you get this star and you see the word, it's going to be a word most likely that you think you know what it means. But I'm going to ask you to get out the dictionary today or sometime this week and look up what the dictionary has to say about this word. And look at all of the definitions, because it might help you start thinking about, okay, maybe God is telling me this. Maybe I need to do this, or maybe it's a word of affirmation for me. So you're going to spend some time thinking about this word, and then you're going to put it somewhere where you can see it every day. It can be on your bathroom mirror, your computer screen, your refrigerator. I said bag of cookies at the nine, and they laughed. So someplace that you're going to see this word every day and think about it. And it's going to be your word maybe of inspiration, or I don't know. We'll see. And then I'm hoping, and I forgot to tell them at nine, I'm hoping next year when we get together, maybe we can share a little bit about what happened. What did that word mean for you this year? You know, and so that's what we're going to hope for. So you're going to spend some time asking God how you can incorporate this word into your day. And it may be a word that you need to hear, you know, just for yourself. It may not be a word that you have to share with other people. Maybe you need a word of encouragement. So as we do this, my prayer for all of you as we start this new year is that the gift of Christ is going to be ever present in your life. That each day you are going to know and feel the presence of Christ, and that you will know fully and understand fully the gift that Christ is to you and that Christ is to the world. Please pray with me. Lord God, we are grateful for that long ago time, that gift of Christ coming into the world for us and for all who will be open to him. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would bless these star words that we're about to receive, that they would be your word for us this year. We ask that we would be open to receiving what it is you have for us. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.